Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention culminates today with former President Trump expected to accept the party's nomination. His vice presidential pick, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, headlined the Faith and Freedom Coalition's breakfast today in Milwaukee. He says of Donald Trump,
"It's just such an honor to be on the ticket with him. It's such an honor to stand with him after what happened last Saturday. I'm sure that you've heard a lot of people say this, but you will never be able to convince me that that last second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle."
More calls on the head of the Secret Service to step aside following the security breaches during the assassination attempt. Battling COVID and at home in Delaware, President Biden is being urged by Democrats to rethink his reelection bid. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem Jeffries all said to have told him that it would be bad for Democrats if he remains on the ticket. Paris police setting up an anti-terrorism perimeter across central Paris as the Summer Olympics approaches a little over a week from now. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. Republicans want to cut into the Democrats' advantage with young voters this year. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young people face.
Whether it's home ownership, whether it's lack of salary development, the struggles in trying to start families because of all of that. And I think we are going to see a massive swing in young voters in our direction because of that.
J.D. Vance is 39, one of the youngest people ever to run for vice president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A teenager was shot in Sun Prairie last night. WKOW reports it happened around 9 on Elizabeth Lane. The teen was shot in the hand and taken to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. Anyone with information can call Sun Prairie Police or Dane County Crime Stoppers. And a sad update from Henry Vilas Zoo. Beloved harbor seal Sparky has died. He was 26 and he had more and more health issues as he got older. He was so patient that he was the seal new staff would train with. For the time being, seal keeper chats at the zoo are suspended just to give the staff a little space and time to process. And the Dane County Fair starts today. There's a carnival, great food, and of course, all the livestock shows you could want, plus a bunch of live music. And it's a good year to be a dog lover. Get this, there are stunt dog performances every day and a dog show on Sunday. The fair is at the Alliant Energy Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. all weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
A Milwaukee Bucks player recovering from surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Athletic reporting that the Bucks' Chris Middleton recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both of his ankles this summer. Middleton dealt with sprained ankles this past year, but is expected to be ready for the start of this season. Middleton turns 33 next month. NFL, Quinn Meinerz grew up in Heartland, Wisconsin, played football at UW-Whitewater, has just signed a new four-year contract with the Denver Broncos worth $80 million, making him one of the highest paid guards in the league. Packers training camp beginning next week. Jordan Love in Milwaukee holding a youth camp. Talked about one that he went to as a kid growing up in California.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I think back my hometown, Derek Carr and David Carr both had a camp that I went to as a kid. So that was something that, you know, impacted me at a young age. And those are two guys that I looked up to and were from my hometown. And I think it was awesome. So that's something I've definitely looked forward to be able to do now that I'm in the same position as them.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day four, we're live at the RNC in downtown Milwaukee. A little sports talk with Paul Noonan, Brittany Merlot for Weather and Wine at 11:50. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The fact that he chose someone like J.D. Vance is really quite shocking and a little bit scary, but it does escalate the stakes in November, and that's where the Republicans get it wrong. Yes, there's an existential threat to our democracy. That does not call for violence. That calls for people to go to the ballot box in November.
Yeah.
And that is what we all need to do to make sure that we preserve and protect our democracy from a wannabe authoritarian dictator, Donald Trump, and his Project 2025, which will completely undo our democracy.
Thank you, Dan Goldman. Mm-hmm. That is why it is essential to for America. Our new partner, grassrootsdems.org, yep. They are getting out the vote. We are going to blue no matter who. We are going to do this. No matter what our president decides, obviously, if you just tuned in, the reporting this morning is that he is open, receptive to listening to the data about whether he gets out or not. So I, as I said earlier, I will do whatever my president thinks is best for America. I know what's best for America, Jody, is to go to sexyliberal.com.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Okay, Ryan in Toronto says, Mama, first of all, want to thank you and everyone on stage for a wonderful Sexy Liberal Boston last Saturday after Chicago 2016, where you made out with my sister.
Oh, well.
What?
Atta girl.
I don't remember. Yeah, atta girl. I was... I don't remember that, but okay, Ryan. I was your first hug at the meet and greet, and it was exciting to have the same experience this time. And also, yes, even as a gay, your boobies did look hot in that
they
dress.
Did.
Thank you. Thank you. America thanks you. I thank that dress for its service to America and my boobs. John was brilliant. Charlie and Glenn told much needed truths. It was wonderful to meet Charlie, my favorite writer. Frangela was hilarious. You were so great. 20-plus years ago, Hal Sparks first came on my screen as Mikey on Queer as Folk. I was a teenager. Thanks to your show, I got to tell him thank you for his beautiful portrayal of a gay man and the role it played in my coming out. I know you'll understand what a big deal that is that I did without crying, but it meant a lot to tell him that and to have him be so warm and supportive. Quite a wonderful cast you've assembled. On to my true. Tell Chris that was all caps. Stephanie Miller story. In my hotel in Boston, I heard someone say she was from Buffalo, and I said, oh, just up to Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, Tanawanda, up the transit. And she said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? That really happened.
Well, if it was in the host hotel for the Sexy Liberal Boston show.
You are amongst Stephanie.
Yes. I mean, more likely than in your random Walgreens talking about ashwagandha.
All sorry. Oh, so I forgot to mention, August 3rd is New York. Malcolm Nance, who just joined us, is on panel. Just added Dean Obadala and Noel Kassler. New York is going to be lit. We are working on surprises for Atlanta, which is up next Saturday.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy Liberal.
Save the World.
Comedy Tour.
And now we head to the South.
What's the big R say? What's the big R day?
Saturday, July 27th
at the Tabernacle
in Atlanta.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, but Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
Sirius XM Progress Tell Me Everything host John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
The hilarious Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these. Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people
oh
we have ever met. To black mama this country.
Yeah. Okay.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Join Steph and her friends in Atlanta for the Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. 8 p.m. in Atlanta on July 27th at the Tabernacle. Tickets available at sexyliberal.com.
Woot! We need this. You know, and now you know why everything's better? Because
raised by a wild
yes.
pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold.
Ha, ha, ha. For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
I'll stick with you, baby.
For a thousand years.
Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
If ever there was a morning that everything needs to be better, it is this morning, Dana.
It is.
You better bring it.
I have missed you all. How are you?
Missed you, too. It's been like a month, I think.
Yeah, missed you, too. We said, Dana, we felt like we walked into a news hurricane yesterday. I mean, you know, it just was, the hits kept coming. So, how are you feeling, funny face?
I am scared for our democracy, like the rest of the listeners. I had obviously a lot of thoughts over the last week with the things that happened. Some of them I couldn't say out loud. And others of them, like, what are we going to do? I'm the same thing as you now. We can't control whether Biden stays in the race or not. No. If he stays, I'm voting for him. If he doesn't, I'm going to do everything I can to get a Democrat elected. That's all we can do at this point.
Yeah.
Do not make yourself crazy doom scrolling.
And by the way, it's not even up to Nancy Pelosi, who I revere, or Adam Schiff, who I love, or Schumer, or Jeffries. They can present him all the information. And as I keep saying all morning, Dana, he is if nothing else you believe about Joe Biden, he is a patriot down to his soul. And I believe he will do what's best for America. And I think up until now, he has felt like he is the best option, and he certainly, you can understand why, according to the polling, you know,
also over the last 4 years.
But if they can convince him the internal polling says something different, and he believes, you know, in his soul that you know, Kamala can do this, and I, like I keep saying, I will do what my president says, or what he, you know, and he will speak to us from his heart either way, I think.
I agree. It is so hard for me, though, to know that this decision is based on polling when most of the polling is funded by old, rich, white men.
Yeah.
Like, it is very hard for me to be like, well, if the polls say, because the polls have been wrong in so many times,
yep.
but, like, what else do we have right now? We've got one side saying that, please step aside, you can't win. And then you've got the Democratic Black Caucus that's like, you have our full support. Like,
yeah.
it's very confusing.
There's so much fear. And like I keep saying, Dana, all of the people we're talking about are patriots. They are deathly afraid for their country because of the threat of Donald Trump. So I understand it. I have been a, you know, Jody and I have been riding with Biden girls from from the get, you know. But first of all, I love your tweet. Kamala Harris is leading the charge for abortion access, which is winning at the ballot box. J.D. Vance doesn't believe in exceptions for rape or incest. Make him say it on national TV. If he does, he loses moderates. If he doesn't, he loses MAGA. Make him say it. Mm-hmm. He is such an extreme choice in an already extreme party with the most extreme presidential candidate ever.
And as the Biden campaign has noticed, he has already scrubbed that statement from his website. He is trying to rewrite history on J.D. Vance, just like he wrote his own history on Hillbilly Elegy. Like, this is a guy who likes to survive in fiction. That was not a nonfiction book.
Right.
I really hope that all of the tapes, all of the quotes, everything he's ever said continues to be played in ads over and over and over. But the one thing we all know, and a lot of people listening, and you know this, they didn't pick J.D. for this election. They picked him to be to carry on MAGA. This whole thing has been bankrolled by Peter Thiel, Elon Musk. They are trying to buy the White House, and they think J.D. Vance is the best guy to carry on the MAGA movement when Donald Trump is no longer in office, and there will be a time.
More importantly, I thought I had won the internet yesterday, and then you come along and say, so it's okay for J.D. Vance to wear a ton of eyeliner but not drag queens? Just trying to understand how much makeup is too much makeup for MAGA.
I mean, listen, he's got a nice smoky eye. I'm not going to... I want some pointers. Got a real nice smoky eye.
It's the panty liner and guy liner ticket, which is fantastic.
Oh, that whole thing. What a cult. I can't.
Right. Could you even, in your brilliance as a comedy writer, think of a where they're all wearing Kotex on their ear? Because he is, which is clearly unnecessary. Because if you're still bleeding after 5 days, then really... But how would we know if he's received medical attention? Because they won't, he won't, of course, they won't tell us anything, right?
Absolutely not. You know, and everyone, of course, people are going to be skeptical about what happened and what he's saying. He's the boy who cries wolf. It is very normal to question him. So for those people that are like, oh, you're adding to the conspiracy theories, to question whether or not it was glass or a bullet, I think that's a fair question. It's a fair question.
Well, because A, he lies, and B, he never tells us anything. Right. So, you know, we were saying any other assassination or assassination attempt, doctors come out immediately. You hear it's just, but of course, with Trump,
I'm not saying this didn't happen. He got shot at.
That of course.
But I am still very skeptical of what got hit, if got hit. It's him. He lies about everything, and I want to see a doctor's report.
And only, really, the headline we read about Republicans gleeful about this to weaponize it against Democrats, and I'm like, how are you spinning a 20-year-old registered Republican with MAGA things on his yard that shot your Republican candidate is the fault of Democrats somehow?
Family was on a secret list that the Trump campaign was compiling in 2016 about people they could actually target with gun ads. Like, this is it's bizarre to say this guy is he's a liberal.
Yeah.
He's not. I'm not saying how far conservative he is. He is not a liberal kid.
Right. By the way, Lisa, to your point, Dana, she wrote and said, I'm a longtime friend of Jeff. I often think of the lovely late Suzanne Wong and how I could possibly channel some of her amazingly positive energy during these trying times. Man, there's a lot of people I'm missing, you know, and Eric Bollard and just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been my morning therapy for many years. Today I write to you because I have so much to say. I don't have a therapist. Oh, that's fine. Neither do I, clearly. So many details about Saturday's incident are incredibly suspicious, and I'm having a hard time getting past it. If Trump was remotely trustworthy and not a desperate, narcissistic reality TV star, perhaps there wouldn't be so much doubt. I wish someone would prove to me that this wasn't staged. The incident seems to have been timed to run up to the convention so everyone will conveniently be distracted from Project 2025, the Epstein scandal, the fact that Joe Biden had a great couple of days, the NATO conference, and the Motown is Joetown event. Why am I being made to feel like a crazy conspiracy nut? Because I'm asking questions. I'm not the only one. Thank you for this therapy session. I'm grateful to you and your team, fart jokes and all. Thank you, Lisa. I mean, somebody else tweeted that, Dana. They're like, you know, live your life in such a way where half the world doesn't assume that this is staged, even though it obviously wasn't, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I said. I mean, it's just, and listen, I will say this unequivocally, and I know it may sound surprising, I'm actually glad this wasn't successful.
Oh, God, yes.
It would have been civil war. Every fanatic MAGA that has an AR-15 would have tried to avenge his death, walked out in the streets, and shot anyone they thought even appeared to be liberal.
Yeah.
Thank God they missed him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I realized that I just quoted you to you, and I didn't even realize I was. You're right. That was your tweet. You said... But no, you said it best. I know we don't want conspiracy theories taking over social media, but also maybe live your life in a way that half the world absolutely believes you would fake your own assassination attempt for a photo op. Thank you. I'm like that. Clearly, we all know he doesn't need that stupid, ridiculous, cartoonishly large bandage or Kotex or whatever it is. Right. It's for TV, like everything he does. And it's OK. I mean,
that's what I responded to Mark Hamill when he's like, what is this? And I'm like, all the Hello Kitty band-aids were sold out.
Well, that was a good laugh.
That was a good. It was funny.
Hey, here's something exciting. Carol Burnett just got another Emmy nomination yesterday.
Yes, she did.
So,
26 so far.
America, we still can have nice things if you do what you're supposed to do in November. What?
It's her 26th nomination.
It's her 26th.
She has enough.
No, she doesn't.
How dare you, Christopher?
How dare you, Christopher Louise? Boy, how dare you?
You said she's up against Meryl Streep?
She's up against Meryl Streep.
You know what we say on this show to Meryl
Streep? And Lorraine Newman's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's very good on that show. But she's no Carol Burnett.
Okay. I'm gonna get in a fight with Lorraine.
Speaking of comedy, Dana, you said somebody bought VanceForVicePresident.com and it redirects to a reproductive freedom website. Yay! And you said, and that's what the internet was made for.
It is.
Yeah, he is. Wow. We will get more. You know what? We have some great liberal
Trent
redneck
Crowder, yeah.
About because he knows him. He went out with him.
They hung out.
To his comedy show. Yeah. Like, he has some great stuff to say. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, how desperately do we need our new rosé, Jody?
Uh-huh.
Have you tried yours yet? If so, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for a worse news day than yesterday, Chris Lavoy? It's the best. It's the best rosé Jody and I have ever had.
It's very good.
I don't think I've ever had rosé, so I have no yardstick.
Oh, my God, it's so great for summer.
Oh, it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Oh, who knows wine better than the French? I mean, it is produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. It's a wine that is, I can't even explain it. It is just, it's that pale pink kind of, so yummy. Here's one thing I learned. Here's a wine fun fact. The winemaker at Chateau Auguste. I always August. Feel like it's supposed to be fancy French pronunciation, and I screwed it up.
Yeah.
Because my French is miserable. Thank you.
Miserable.
He plays music to his vines twice a day. What? The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé has won the top 5 awards at the Paris Wine Cup, Best Live Wine by Varietal, Gold Medal, Best in Show by Quality. Trust me, you're going to need more wine. to get through the selection cycle. It is so good. They make all kinds. I can't wait to try all their other wines, but for summer, this rosé is amazing. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off. Wow-wee! That's amazing wine for that. By going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for only $98. Oh, my God, and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie, 50% off if you type in Stephanie at vs.wine. Don't forget, promo code is Stephanie to get your Grand Rosé today.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. Similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey-o. Yeah.
Hey-o. Stephanie Miller.
To our last letter writer's point, Angela tweets, after Reagan was shot, details of his injuries and treatment were front page news, now crickets. We don't know if it was bullet or glass, if he got stitches, if he actually needs the maxi bandage, nothing. I suspect it means it was glass, and he didn't even get stitches. Jess said, I read about Biden's gaffes for weeks. I read about his health and his fitness and his supposed mental decline. Meanwhile, the former president was shot. We have nothing, no health reports, no doctors, nothing to report to the American people, just weird. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Dana, you're right. That's what lends to conspiracy theories, I guess, or skepticism.
Is the guy he is. He was hiding the logs, the visitor logs in the White House. He doesn't like people to know his business, yet Joe Biden has all his visitor logs so that the press takes the doctor, the Parkinson's doctor, and makes a massive story about it, even though it was all BS.
Yeah.
Because we have a presidency and a president who's being transparent. Donald Trump, if the media was holding him to the same standards, we would know everything about what happened. Yep. And they don't. Today's are failing every day. Yep.
Today's compare and contrast, Dana, as I said, the president revealing he had COVID. Trump didn't. He showed up too late to the debate to get tested and knew he had COVID and exposed Biden to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of POS he is. But, you know, Biden, meanwhile, knowing that's not going to help politically that he has COVID, given the storyline.
Right.
But, you know,
that the universe would let a good person get away. Like, they don't do bad things, but that a good person would, you know, live in the graces of what seems to be the universe. Not one of the most horrific people I've ever seen walk the face of the earth somehow getting away with everything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Karen in Chicago, group hug. You're on with Dana.
Group hug. Yeah, nothing to see here. Yes, yesterday was a bad day. First of all, it was my mom's birthday, so it was rough.
I'm sorry.
Second of all, it was just a terrible news day. And I am with you guys. If Joe Biden decides to step down, then that is up to Joe Biden. Meanwhile, 14 million people have spoken. I think that that should also be taken into consideration. Yeah. But I will vote blue no matter who. What we're doing, wasting time on this, though, is we're not getting the word out about Project 2025, Agenda 47. I had to meet an HVAC inspector just during the show, and I asked him, do you know about Project 2025? He said no. I provided him with all the resources that he will need to be able to look it up for himself and share it with his family and friends. And I said, we need to vote. We need to vote for Joe Biden or whomever the Democratic candidate is, and he agreed.
Yep, so, all right, honey, I agree. We're running into a hard break. Yeah, I mean, hello, we're not going to get, as you said, Dana, any help from the media. Somebody tweeted, so now the Epstein files have been released. Trump's name is plastered all over them. Republicans are pretending they don't even exist. Yep. Did I get that right? And media just, you know,
I was the guy at the Trump rally with a T-shirt that said expose the Epstein list. And I'm like, we did. One of them just got nominated to be the Republican presidential candidate.
Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg's here.
Yay.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. For all the talk of unity at the RNC, much of the rhetoric is aimed strictly at the Republican base. Wisconsin voters complain how divided they feel.
And there's no compromise. No one can talk to one another. It's just so polarized, and it's getting worse. I don't see it ever getting any better.
Mary Anderson is a voter from Arborvitae. People in Wisconsin enjoy some of the lowest financial distress in the country. A new Wallet Hub report says we rank in the top five in that regard. Looks at credit scores, deferred payments, and bankruptcy filings. New Hampshire is number one, Iowa's number two. Wisconsin consumers also have some of the highest credit scores in America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You often hear people blaming politicians for gas prices. We've even heard some of it this week with the RNC in Wisconsin. But Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, wants you to know it doesn't really matter who's in the Oval Office. A president's administration doesn't have a role in gas prices, and they don't even have much of an indirect impact either.
Supply and demand are what dictate price, and the balance of that can shift very quickly.
On average, here in Wisconsin, a gallon of gas would cost you $3.33 today, but here in Madison, it's $3.42. And today, Wisconsin's own Culver's turns 40. Craig and Lee Culver opened the first location on July 18, 1984. Now the chain has hundreds of locations across 25 states. There's a big celebration in Sauk City with 89-cent custard and tons of cake. And if you're not in that area today, every Culver's is donating proceeds to a charity of their choice. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson for WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it! I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
Thursday night on Nightlight, we are live streaming from 7 to 8 p.m. because of the RNC. We are back on air on all platforms from 8 to 9 p.m. Pete welcomes comedian Johnny Beaner and Abby Novak talks Light the Night Appleton.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I want to start with a claim that J.D. Vance made in his speech. He strongly suggested that, in contrast to Joe Biden, Donald Trump opposed the invasion of Iraq. Listen.
When I was a senior in high school, that same Joe Biden supported the disastrous invasion of Iraq. Somehow, a real estate developer from New York City by the name of Donald J. Trump was right on all of these issues while Biden was wrong.
This claim is highly misleading at best. In reality, Donald Trump was supportive of the invasion of Iraq.
Thank you.
When he was asked 6 months before the invasion by Howard Stern whether he was for an invasion, he said, quote, yeah, I guess so. I wish the first time it was done correctly.
Yeah, thank you. Dana, the fact that we're trying to rewrite history, that he didn't try to overthrow the United States government, that he didn't steal national secrets, that he didn't have a disastrous response to COVID that killed a million of us, all of it, and then go back to this to say, oh, he's some kind of peacenik. He absolutely was for the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm. And the second part of that quote, when he said, well, maybe it should happen, maybe it shouldn't. It's the same thing he does now. We'll see what happens.
Wait, like, we'll see what happens. By the way, poor Daniel Dale, we need to send him a fruit. Fact-checking the Republicans is really...
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro, who's fresh out of prison, falsely claimed Jack Smith prosecuted him. Smith did not. A Florida Congressman Mike Waltz mocked Biden for allegedly being focused on building electric tanks. That is pure fiction. Biden has made no push for electric tanks, though the Army does want some other vehicles to be electrified. Various speakers depicted a country with rampant crime and violence without acknowledging that violent crime is now lower than it was in Donald Trump's...
And one last, poor Daniel Dale. Okay.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said Trump orchestrated an orderly end to the war in Afghanistan. Trump didn't actually orchestrate a withdrawal at all. Gingrich also claimed no U.S. soldier was killed in nearly 2 years there. There was not any two-year period under Trump when zero U.S. troops were killed in Afghanistan. And finally, conservative commentator Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr.'s fiance, declared that Trump handed Joe Biden a booming economy. Oh. You might remember what things were actually like in January 2021. The unemployment rate was 6.4%.
Okay. Did someone like hand him bottles of water like he's running a marathon when he's doing a fact check for any Republican?
He's tagged in and out.
Gatorade. All right. So, Dana, we were just saying, you know, can I just say right now, there's all kinds of reporting and speculation. I am Mel Gibson in Braveheart. Just hold. Everybody hold.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Okay. Forget that first part. But my point is, so this is Axios. Top Democrats now believe Biden will exit as early as this weekend. Again, we don't know. I mean, this is what I was saying. I've been saying this for weeks, Dana. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know, or what Biden is... seeing, evaluating what he's feeling in his heart about what is best for this country, but I am confident he will do what he thinks is best, and that is stopping Donald Trump from ever seeing the Oval Office again.
I would hope so, too, and I would hope that all of these pundits and all of these people have a GD plan, because if it happens, we've got 2 months. So don't pretend in a lot of time. You better have a plan going forward about what's about to happen, how we're getting the money rolling in, how it's going to get transferred. Like, you all have better figured this out if you are pushing him to drop out instead of being like, well, he's out now, what do we do?
Right. Okay. I mean,
are you kidding me? I was going to say, this is my opinion. I don't know what the best route is, and this is my opinion, so please don't yell at me. If we bypass Kamala Harris, we are going to lose a massive
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Chris just thought Jody and I were yelling at him, but we weren't. He was just saying they're afraid there's going to be a huge bump after the RNC. I'm like, there always is. There's always a huge bump. That's what I was trying to warn people. Don't panic again. We were yelling at the dirt.
You aren't mad at me. You're mad.
I'm mad at the dirt.
Exactly.
Tina, get me the axe.
I'm not saying that black women would vote for Kamala just because she's a black woman.
That's right.
She's a very capable and qualified candidate.
She's fantastic.
States of America.
Yeah.
Tina! Bring me the axe!
Anyway, my boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell, also making a big point. The ratings are way down for this. So I get it that everyone gets freaked out watching this. Like, oh, God, all America is watching this. And they're believing all these lies about Joe Biden. Here we go. Here is my boyfriend. He is.
At Larry's point about adding voters, apparently, based on the ratings, they aren't going to add them through this convention. They got 19 million people to watch over all of the networks that are covering it, 6 million at Fox. So that's 6 million ardent Trump supporters was the most they could get. That's less than 10% of ardent Trump voters actually decided, I'm going to watch this thing last night.
That's not even really that much of a bump for Fox.
I've written episodes of drama series that have gotten a bigger rating than the entire...
I'd rather watch The West Wing.
We used to get 20 million people routinely on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. This is a very low-rated convention for Donald Trump.
Matt in Chicago, you're on with Dana. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to take the conversation back to those smoky eyes and see Zach Galifianakis playing a fat Jack Sparrow on Saturday Night Live. But seriously, obviously we're all riding with Biden.
Yep.
No matter what, we're going to vote blue. But in my heart, I would love to just see him step down, put Kamala Harris in as acting president, and then she runs with whomever she chooses.
Yeah, I've always said that at whatever point, you know what I mean? Whatever point he decides, as I keep saying, and as Adam Schiff said, it is only Joe Biden's decision.
Yes, there would be a problem, though, because she would need a vice president. That would not be confirmed before the election. Therefore, this first person in line, if she becomes president, is Mike Johnson.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, because the Congress has to approve of a vice president that's appointed. Congress and
if Biden were to step down now.
Right now, she would have to pick a VP, and it would not be approved because the Republicans would not do it.
Right. Yeah. Can I just say...
Fred, I'm signing up. I need to go walk in.
Sorry.
I was talking this weekend, and, you know, we were saying, like, I don't think Biden, you know, would want to be, you know, the only other president to resign.
Right.
You know, he's a scrappy Irishman from Scranton. You know, there's not a lot of quit in Joe Biden, particularly what he's been through. But I would have to say that would be the most patriotic, amazing sacrifice if that is what he decides in his heart is right for America. And I think
something, though, I don't see a reason for him to resign. He should finish his term. Kamala can be the person on the ticket for the presidency.
I guess, but I mean, if you want to avoid this fantasy football show, you know, with, oh, let's have another primary now, you know what I mean? Like, I just, anyway.
Because ballots, it's getting the name on the ballots,
right.
It's all sorts of things.
If Biden releases all of his delegates to Kamala Harris,
true,
then she has the nomination, right?
Yes, she would, but then we got to get her name on the ballot in every state, and people are going to fight that.
Yeah.
They will.
By the way, Black Knight, our friend, said, if President Biden fell asleep while his son was giving a speech at the DNC, the media would demanding he drop out, both for falling asleep and for the nepotism. I mean, I just, you know what? It's all on us, Dana. We can't help. You know, the media is clearly not going to help. Our friend Liberal Redneck, who we had on last week, I just thought it was so interesting, Dana, because he knows J.D. Vance, right? You know, he always calls him fellow hillbilly or whatever.
If you had told me when I was a kid that one day a white trash hillbilly would have a shot at the White House, I would have been like, what, like with a potato gun? Like, no, as the vice president. Oh, damn, that's wild. Tell me more about this hero. What was he, a man of the people, civil rights attorney? No, Ivy League educated venture capitalist who first rose to fame by selling us all out. Oh, well, that's disappointing. That's like telling a kid, hey, you're going to have a Mario-themed birthday, and on the day of, a fat Italian shows up drunk on mushrooms and kills his pet turtle. It's like, that's not what I thought you meant.
J.D. Vance, like
so much.
Trump, is a fraud. This whole party, they're just frauds.
Mario-themed birthday.
That's funny. Okay.
I'm talking, of course, about J.D. Vance, who is now Trump's VP pick. You know, J.D. made headlines because he said Democrats were to blame for Trump's shooting because they compared Trump to Hitler. He also made headlines in 2016 for himself comparing Trump to Hitler. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe, but turns out Trump's VP pick is a Machiavellian sycophant with less integrity than a Boeing 737. That's right, but that's not the only way in which J.D. betrayed MAGA back in 2016.
Yeah. Keep going one last
He
one.
Also brought his wife to my comedy show and hung out. Yeah, I saw you loving all that woke shit, JB. You know you was into it. That's actually true, y'all. 2016, Trump rose. I went viral. JD's book came out. Me and JD started getting called on the cable news to explain gym bobs to bow ties. And we got to know each other a little bit. He came to my show, hung out afterwards, went to a bar. You want to know what we talked about? All we talked about the whole time was the existential threat we agreed Trump posed to the American people. That's right. So while I was not charmed by the man, in fact, it was like pounding beers with a spreadsheet, I did leave there thinking at least there's some sane Republicans left.
I mean, Dana, as I think Nicole Wallace pointed this out, too, no prominent Democrat I've ever heard of has said nearly as many horrible things about Trump as J.D. Vance has.
Yeah.
America's Hitler, cultural heroin, an idiot, a whole, right?
Loves this because he's like, look what I did. I turned this. Look at this loyalty. Mm-hmm. If he, who thought I was Hitler, can now support me, anyone out there can. This was all, it's all written. What's mind-blowing to me is that J.D. Vance's wife seems like a lovely person who married a man that yeah. seemed to have some integrity, did not like Trump. Like our friend, the liberal redneck, said he is like an evil person, will take down democracy. He's an existential threat. That's who she married, and now she's married to
yeah.
this.
She was a Democrat up and through, 2014? Yeah. And by the way, she's a woman of color, lady lawyer. Oh, no. We can't have that.
J.D. Vance's new base doesn't like the color of her skin. Nope. Like, it's mind-blowing.
Oh, no, they're already saying despicable racist things about J.D. Vance. What? I mean, okay, they're a big bag of rats. Okay, a couple, last one, liberal redneck.
After that, I finally got to his book. It's like, how did this book capture the zeitgeist of all the intelligentsia, right? Well, it turns out it's because that book's whole message is, hey, you know how y'all think that my people are inherently worthless pieces of shit with nothing to offer society? Well, you're right. We suck. We said, but not me. I'm different. No, I once got paddled by a tycoon son in Connecticut. Please accept me, right? And they did. And that's when my opinion of him started to change, because me and JD have stuff in common. White trash, you know, pillbilly mamas, higher education got out, but I don't hate my people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what people don't realize, too. The book is really throwing, he didn't make them heroes. He threw them under the bus. Yeah. They don't have work ethic. They're a bunch of worthless pieces of...
Yeah. They're calling him out on the lies, even in the book. On the speech in the RNC, he said, I left Yale with $120,000 in loans. Well, in his book, he says that he basically got his ride covered because he was one of the poorest kids in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's full of crap.
Yeah. And one last one. Okay.
Look at him, you wonder, how did this guy, what does he do? What is he good at? Well, JD's great, actually. He's great at one thing. He's great at knowing when, where, and to what precise angle he should bend over. Nobody tongue polishes a boot heel like this. All right, the only reason any of us know who JD is because he is bought, paid for, and wholly owned by Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel, the billionaire whose current pet project is military AI. So, yeah, if you thought Dick Cheney and Halliburton was bad, you just wait till my boy Jim Dave unleashes his sugar daddy's armada of autonomous murder drones on Gaza. All right? JD Vance. Love y'all.
We love you back, Trey. I mean, this headline, Dana, many Republicans silently shuddering at Trump's VP picks. Many powerful Republicans are horrified and frustrated by his pick of running mate. His isolationist views both alarm and infuriate hawkish Republicans. Trump didn't just select a running mate here. He doused political kerosene on the raging Republican fire over foreign policy. Let's not overlook our disarray to look at theirs, because, right, many are alarmed that one of the loudest critics of aiding Ukraine could soon be first in line to the presidency. One Republican member of Congress said, I'm scared to death. And not to say, like, he is completely unqualified to be president. He's 39. He's been in the Senate for a quick minute, right?
Yeah, and zero experience before that in politics. When they're like, that's what kills me, when the Republicans are like, Kamala Harris isn't qualified to be president. I'm sorry if anything happens to Joe Biden, but J.D. Vance is, if anything right. happens to Trump, get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. He recently told a bunch of young conservatives in a closed-door meeting they should stand up for non-conventional people who speak the truth, such as Alex Jones. I mean, if you need any more evidence, this is an extreme candidate. He said, if you listen to Alex Jones every day, you'd believe that a transnational financial elite controls things in our country, that they hate our society. And oh, by the way, a lot of them are probably sex perverts, too. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that's actually a hell of a lot more true than Rachel Maddow's view of society.
Oh, Lord.
He said, Oh, he also mentioned that he believes the devil is real. I mean...
He also went on a podcast that says that the host believes that feminists deserve rape, that it's going to help them. Like, this, it's horrible. Like, there's so much history with this guy that he has been associated with horrible people. I hope they have every single clip and they make every single ad until the election day over and over and over.
Oh, you mean like this one? Hang on, before we break, this would be a reporter with J.D. Vance.
Should a woman be forced to carry a child to term after she has been the victim of incest or rape?
Look, my view on this has been very clear, and I think the question betrays a certain presumption that's wrong. It's not whether a woman should be forced to bring a child to term. It's whether a child should be allowed to live, even though the circumstances of that child's birth are somehow inconvenient or a problem to the society.
Inconvenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inconvenient.
I'm telling you, Dana, Rovember is still coming. Rage is real, and it's only going to get worse. All right, one more segment with Dana Goldberg, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, are you feeling a little unsafe today? Simply Safe.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Simply Safe Home Security, it's the only security company I trust, right? It's locked down. When I'm on tour, locked down Bonnie and Clyde and all of our, you know, dilapidated old radio equipment. Somebody might need.
Including the giant phone, if we had one.
Right. Fast Protect monitoring, live guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Can even see, speak to, and to intruders and stop them in their tracks. No long-term contracts. You can cancel any time. Pricing transparent. It's like less than a buck a day. I mean, what the? Simply Safe has been named best home security system by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running.
Wow.
Offers the best customer service in home security, according to Newsweek. What are you messing around? Don't be messing around with other companies.
I use it every day.
Thank
every
you. I know you do.
Yep.
Protect your and your kitty.
And my kitty.
Because someone could break in and ask who has a little pink nose.
That's right.
You don't want anyone else asking.
Only I'm allowed to ask her that.
Cat burglar might break in.
I see what you did there. That was actually kind
of
funny.
That was clever.
You guys laugh at dumb stuff. Protect your home this summer with 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness. Life can be stressful, right? Plus the news cycles. It's overwhelming. It's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to those frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive moon-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison,
Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Max Inc. Radio.
If you enjoy great guitar, you won't want to miss Milwaukee's Mojo Perry. He's in studio for our live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rucker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evening, 6 until midnight. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Republicans Against Trump tweeted, so much fun at the Republican convention tonight. Kevin McCarthy on Matt Gaetz, who interrupted his interview. He's got an ethics complaint of sleeping with a 17-year-old girl. Fight, fight, fight. Mm-hmm. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful.
He also got in a fight with a Botox needle.
Wow, Matt Gaetz. Holy cow. Don't look surprised. But Matt Gaetz, really.
Don't look anything. Not, not happy, not rapey, not anything. Like, I don't even know what he's doing right now. Also, let's not make jokes about him looking like a drag queen. No drag queen in the world would
look like that.
No, they would not.
Or filler in their face. They know exactly what they need to do to look stunning and perfect. Not Matt Gaetz.
There you go. Denver Riggleman said, it's late, I know. Just a thought for girls' dads out there. Close to 70-plus million Americans will vote for a man found liable for sexual abuse. As a father of daughters, I find this repugnant.
Yep.
I just also, as we said, Dana, they're a party incapable of telling the truth. The spokesperson for Rudy Giuliani said the mayor stumbled after encountering a dip in the floor.
Nobody else seemed to have that problem.
Right. Okay.
I watched the video. He didn't. Why would you wander over to the dip in the floor and then step off of it unless maybe you had a couple of breakfast? I have no idea.
I love this one. If Republican economic policies are so great for America, why are most red states dirt poor?
Thank you.
Thank you. And, like, last in everything, right?
We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, and if you listen to J.D. Vance, oh, because it's Biden's fault. Right? Somehow the only the red states have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, one last one, because, you know, well, we might as well talk about Cokie.
Yeah.
Don Jr. trashed critics questioning his father's injury. He said he wasn't shot is not enough for them. It just wasn't enough. He slammed the media critics as asinine.
Oh, please.
Okay.
He was shot.
Nobody's saying
he was
that he wasn't.
He was grazed.
Right. That there was not
grazed.
A shooting
he
attempt.
He was shot at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Trump also shared details of Biden calling him.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was short and respectful. He said it was very nice of Biden. He couldn't have been nicer. Yes, because he's one of the nicest
exactly.
humans ever. Ask Lindsey Graham.
Do you think he'll say that tonight at the convention?
And you're one of the most despicable. Ugh.
The thing is he can't control himself. So is tonight the last night where Trump mm-hmm. actually
yeah.
speaks
at the convention? Yes. Yes.
He's going to go off trip. Like, they're like, we rewrote the script after blah, blah, blah. I think it would be hilarious. And if Joe Biden is going to step aside, do it today so that Donald Trump's entire speech is going to be about slamming Joe Biden.
This speech is interrupted now by
the president from the Oval.
All right. Dana Goldberg, we love you. DG Comedy. Wee. Daily Beans, we love you. Mwah. Well, goodbye.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we wrap up the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Lincoln Project co-founder Reed Galen will be our guest. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.